Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I'm so thankful, Steve, for the comments of Sarah Zawabi. She is an Israeli Muslim and a Zionist who speaks out in the Israeli Knesset against the incitement that's happening and the importance of Israelis standing in unity. You know, a house divided will fall. And at the end of the day, everyone that lives in Israel, you're an Israeli citizen, whether you're a Palestinian, you know, whether you're an Arab, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew. At the end of the day, you're an Israeli citizen. And there's so many people that would try to speak division into this small, little, tiny country, smaller than the state of New Jersey, and divide them from within. And she boldly speaks. I mean, her words are stunning, and they were so well received. In fact, I want you to hear from Sarah herself as she addresses the Knesset in Israel. Watch this. I define myself as a proud Israeli Zionist and Arab Muslim. A Zionist means that I support the rights of the Jewish people and believe that they, the Jews, deserve their own state, Holy Land, and the State of Israel. It's their right and no one's grace. Throughout history and until today, the Jewish people have been suffering from genocidal attacks and persecutions. Till today, many are interested in annihilation of the Jews, state, and the Jewish people. Therefore, the Jewish people deserve their own state. It's a right and not a grace. As a Muslim and an Arab who is active in Israel's advocacy, I want to tell all Arabs, and especially the Israeli Arabs, wake up. We live in a paradise. A million Arabs live in Israel among Jews and are not suffering like Arabs living under Arab rulers. In Israel, there is a freedom of speech and a freedom of religion. In Israel, Muslims, Druze, and Christians enjoy conditions that in Arab countries are prevented. Israeli Arabs are not even willing to leave Israel because this kind of paradise is not to be found, and they know that. I believe that Israeli citizens, regardless of their religion, must be first Israelis. Same like if a Jew and a Muslim who live in France, they're a French Muslim or a French Jew. Only in Israel, there is a real democracy and acceptance of the other regardless of race, religion, or color. Of course, not everything is perfect, and there are things that need to be changed, but perfect countries exist only in theory, not in reality. For me, the Israeli flag is my flag, and the Hatifa is my national anthem. Whether it's hard or easy, good or bad, expensive or cheap, that is my country. No citizenship without loyalty. Israel is the state of all of its citizens. Us, the minority, must fulfill all of our duties as citizens. When I say minorities, I mean Druze, Bedouins, Christians, and Cherkesses. It's our national duty to contribute and serve the army and any other national service. In order to be granted rights, you need to fulfill your duties. Many from the minorities have joined the security forces and reached high positions. Many have fought for the country since it was established. Some died while defending it. Israeli citizens, Arabs, Jews, Muslims, Christians, Turks, Bedouins, it's time to unite. Let's not let anyone disrupt our lives in Israel. We must end the bloodshed and calm everyone down. We will fight for the peaceful life together. Don't let radicals take over the situation. And don't make concessions. Concessions are a green light and invite for attacks. Don't let them define our lives, life of terror, hate, and wars. From this stage, I address the Attorney General to order the police to start an immediate investigation against all, some of the Israeli Arab Parliament members on the basis of incitement for violence. This is a disgrace. The sense of security of the Israeli population has been violated as a cause of the incitement for violence by some of the Israeli Arab Parliament members. They enjoy a decent salary, yet they spread their incitement worldwide. And to the Israeli Arabs who claim that Israel is an occupier, an apartheid state, it's the fact that we have an Arab Parliament members, that's our apartheid? That there's no freedom of speech, minorities are being persecuted as they claim, and now inciting to a third intifada in the name of Aska? You're ungrateful. Shame on you. The state of Israel is only state which respects freedom of religion and is the only state that guards our holy sites, including Alaska. The state of Israel, the Israeli people, and our prime minister have no intention of destroying Al-Aqsa or any other holy site. We must put an end to the false and dangerous incitement, which is the cause of this recent wave of terror. We must stop the Nazi speeches of Israel's haters. We are under terror attack day and night. They took the law to their own hands. I address the Arabs, minorities in Israel. Disregard the lies and the incitement by the radicals. We are living in paradise. Look at what's happening in the Arab states. You need to appreciate what we have and show your gratitude. For we have a state that is Israel and wonderful people who embrace us. They are the pride to humanity. We must also support our soldiers who defend us with their body. Regardless of race, color, or religion, they are being abused. Our army is the most moral army in the world. To me, they are my children, and they are the children of every Zionist mom. The terror and the killing, I refer to all the Arab states. And I know that I'm paying a price here, but that's the truth, and I fight for it. Terror and killing is not the way of the Jewish people, and it's not the way of my dear Prime Minister. And it's not the way of the State of Israel. Any hate crime conducted by an Israeli Jew is insane. It hurts every Zionist, I'm sure of it. And the Jewish people didn't choose terror and did not lose their humanity. The Jewish people, despite the genocide and persecutions they had suffered. The Jewish people are pride to humanity. They had fought for peace. I'll conclude by saying that we must first support our dear Prime Minister, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Disregard the media lies about our government. No one is perfect, but he is as close to perfect as you'll find. In other words, he is the right man at the right place. He keeps the security of all Israeli citizens. Thanks to him, we have a security strong, economy, and equal rights. We must trust him. And he represents me and you and the state of Israel with dignity. Don't let freedom of speech and democracy become freedom of hate and incitement. We are all together through thick and thin. Despite the differences, we will join arms and win together. We will join hands to win anti-Semitism, and we will build a better future for us and for our children. Together, we can live in peace and harmony. Thank you very much. I wish you peace and love to all of you. Amazing. Wow. Sarah Zawabi, thank you. Thank you for your candor. Thank you for your honesty. It is so refreshing and is so wonderful. Someone speaking truth in the midst of so much lies and deception.
She's a voice.
It's amazing. And we encourage many, many more to stand up with Sarah and say, listen, we have it good here in Israel, and we refuse to allow terrorists and those that want to incite a third intifada and all kinds of terrorist acts in our country to divide us, that everyone would stand united because divided Israel will fall. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the price, Steve, of protecting the homeland. This is something that Israel's been doing for quite a while. They've invested a lot of money in resources and training to keep their citizens safe. And the United States needs to be able to look at some of these things that Israel's doing, as well as the rest of the nations of the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.